السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب شرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما. Inshallah, today we are going to learn the Tajweed rules for the first three ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ayah number one starts with three alphabets from the Arabic alphabet. Alif, Lam, Meem. Now, after the letter Alif, you see on the letter Lam there is a mad sign, and on the letter Meem there is a mad sign. That means we have to stretch the length of the time. So we will hold these two letters up to six counts. And also, after we finish the name of Lam, we are going to stop and do humming for two counts. Now, there are reasons for this which we will go into later as we progress, but for right now, just recite after me. Alif, Alif, Lam, Lam, Lam. Now, this was the stretch of six counts, but if we include two counts for humming, it will be Lam. Repeat after me. Lam. Lam. And with the third letter, we do the same. We stretch it for six counts and stop. Meem. 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 When these three are together, we do not pause between each letter, but we continue. So this will sound like this. Alif. Lam, Meem. Again, repeat. Alif, Lam, Meem. Next ayah, the first word is Dhalika. See how I say the letter Zal. Zal. Tip of the tongue should be under your front teeth. Zal. And then push the sound of Li. Zalika. Not Zalika, but Zalika. And Kaf Fetha makes A sound. Kaf. Zalika. Repeat. Zalika. Zalika. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ. Now when I connect with the lamb, ذَلِكَ الْ. Make sure that the tip of the tongue is stuck behind your front teeth and don't let it drop. ذَلِكَ الْ. كَلْ. Focus on the tip of your tongue. Make sure it is connecting with the teeth. And then you go to ki. ذَلِكَ الْكِ. ذَلِكَ الْكِ. كِتَابُ. كِتَابُ. تَ. Not كِتَا. كِتَا. If you remember from previous lesson, when we say A, the back of the tongue needs to go down. كِتَا. كِتَابُ. And بُ. Sharp sound. Push your lips out. Bear with a dhamma or pesh. بُ. ذلك الكتاب. ذلك الكتاب. لا. This is a two count sound because lamb has got an alif with it, so you need to stretch it. لا. Then the word is ريبة. ريبة. را is a heavy letter where we make the sound را آ آ آ را. We don't say را. It will be را. لا ري. And there is a يا attached. را and يا makes ري. ري. So your mouth goes from the open آ sound to a flat lips ري. لا ري. ب. ب فتحة. ب زبر. ب. You drop your chin a little bit to make this sound. ب. Do not smile wide because then it becomes ب. We don't want that. We want ب. ري ب. ري ب. لا ري ب. ف. If you will notice in the Quran, there is a set of three dots. One set of dots is on top of Raiba, one set of dots is on top of Fihi. So this is a particular sign for us to stop at one of the words. You don't stop on both words, you stop on one and you continue on the next. So if I stop on La Raib, then I continue with fihi huda. Okay? So you understand? You can stop on the first set of words or first set of dots and then continue. The other option is you continue up to the second set of dots. La raiba fi. And then you take a breath. And because you are stopping, you don't say fihi, but you just put a sukoon on the ha and say fi. And make the fi sound much longer. Longer than two counts. Normally this would be fihi. Fihi. Fa ya zir fi. Fa ya with the kasra. Fi. Two counts. And ha kasra one count. Fihi. But if you want to stop, then you say fi. And make the ya much longer. La raiba fi. So let's practice it again. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Next word is هدى. You see, I push the ha sound more, I emphasize the hu sound more than I emphasize the dal sound. Huden. Not huden, where everything is equal. I said huden. Hudel. Now I will connect to lam. Hudel. Lil. Again, whenever you have the lam with a sukoon or lam with a jazm, then what you do is make sure the tip of the tongue is connected to the back of your teeth and not let it drop right away. See, if I say lil and I keep it there, this is my right sound. If I say lil, then I have dropped the tongue back and it made an extra sound, which we don't want to do. So we want to hold the tongue in place. Lil, then go to mu. Lil mu. Mu. Meme with a pesh, mu. Push out your lips. Mu. Mutte. Mutte. Muttaqin. Muttaqin. Hudan lil muttaqin. So let us actually finish this whole ayah one time. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Next ayah. The first word in the Arabic Mushaf, you will see the alif has got the sign which looks like a pesh, but it is not actually a pesh. It's called a hamzatul wasl. Or in short, you can call it a wasl. What does it mean? It is a sign, like in English you have a comma or semicolon and you don't read that. So here we don't read the alif with the sign. We put a zair zabar pesh or fatha dhamma or kasra on alif. In this case, alif will have a fatha, a zabar, and connect to lam. Allazeena. Remember, lam fatha la, back of the tongue goes down, alla and zi. Tip of the tongue is under your front teeth. Zal zir for zal kasra, zi. Allazeena. Ne. Practice saying ne, not na. Ne. Allazeena. Allazeena. Yu'minuna. Okay. Ya with the pesh or dhamma makes you. You, whenever you see the dhamma, you make a round tight circle with your mouth and push your lips out. You. And then the next alphabet is a hamza. Here the hamza is sitting on a vowel. When the hamza comes with a sukoon and it is also sitting on some alphabet, the alphabet acts like a chair. So we do not read the chair, meaning that the vowel on which hamza is sitting is not for reading. You will only read the letter hamza and the sukoon. So when you have the sukoon on hamza, you make a cut off sound like a hiccup, like you me noona no to count na you me noona you me noona alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi bil ba kasra and lam sukoon bil. Again, I'm reminding you, do not let your tongue come down from the lam sukoon quickly. Bil and then gha. Ghai. Ghai. Ghain with the fatha. Gha and ya makes ghai. Bil ghai. And bi. Bil ghaibi. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi. Waw fatha wa wa yuqi. This qaf is coming from your throat. It makes a different sound. Qi qi wa yuqi wa yuqi moona mim and waw mu and noon fatha na wa yuqimuna salata. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ صَاد زَبَر صَا. Keep your lips straight. Raise the back of the tongue and say the sound صَا صَا. لَا لَام زَبَر لَا. There is also an extra alif after that which makes it a two count. But the alif here is sitting on vowel. So again, the waw is a chair. Do not say sala wa. There is no wa because waw doesn't have its own fatha. Waw doesn't have any sign. There is a pesh, so you cannot read waw. So ignore the waw. Make the lam two counts. As-salata. Wa yuqimuna as-salata. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا. Okay. Mim, meme connects with the next meme and there is going to be humming for two counts. وَمِمَّا وَمِمَّا. So you have to remember from now, whenever you see this letter meme with a tashdeed, you are going to do humming. Two counts. وَمِمَّا Before I can open my mouth and say ma, I will be humming. Wamim. And then ma. Mim fatha plus alif. Alif makes it longer. Ra zabar. Ra. Ra. Not ra. Ra. Take the tip of your tongue and go to the roof of your mouth, and behind your front teeth you will feel a little bump, and if you go back further it will start to get smooth and then it will become wrinkly. So when it becomes wrinkly or you find some ridges on the roof of your mouth, that's where you go for raw. Raw. It's not ra, it's raw. Raza. Raza. Zal fatha or zay fatha. Za. And qaf sukun. Zaq. Zaq. Razaq. Razaqna. Noon. Two counts. Razaqnahum. Hum. You say have it a dhamma hu, and for the mean sukun you will straighten the lips back. Hum. Don't keep your lips rounded when you say the mean. Listen to two sounds I will give you. The first is the wrong sound where I keep my mouth rounded. Hum, hum. And the next one, I will straighten my lips when I come to mean. Hum, hum. This is the sound beneath. Razaqnahum. Yunfiqoon. Now, ya dhamma, you, and then you have the noon. Now, there are some times when you have the noon, you don't say the noon clearly. It's not yun. See, when I want to say yun, what I do is I take the tip of my tongue and go behind my teeth and connect with the gums. Yun, yun. For sisters who are familiar with what is izhar and ikhfa, okay, I will mention that this is an ikhfa sound. And for new sisters who don't understand it yet, it's fine, don't worry about it. But I'm just telling you that if I want to say the noon clearly, I say yun and I connect my tongue with my gums. But if I don't connect it, I let my tongue, I drop it down a little bit, okay, then it becomes yun. It's like a humming sound without being the noon being clear. So this is called ikhfa. But when we do the humming, we also hold it for two counts. So the sound will be like this. Yun, yun. Flatten the lips. Yun, see. And then oon. Yun fi oon. So let us read all the three ayahs together one time. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. So inshallah that's it for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.